Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Fred Haney. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Wingo. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Leonard. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dutch Leonard. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The right fielder, Cliff Lee. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Klugman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Homer Summa. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roxy Walters. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ben Carr. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ben Carr. And now, play ball. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klugman misplays the ball. That's an error on Klugman. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke bunts in front of the plate. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. Haney moves to second. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klugman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Haney moves to third. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cobb for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee bunts towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heilman for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler hits a fly ball into right field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 1 in the game. Haney hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 0 in the game. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roxy Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters strikes out. Basler drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Walters out. One out. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0 for 1 in the game. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Summa fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 1 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carr fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heilman moves to second. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tavener hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Heilman scores. Blue moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0 for 1 in the game. Basler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Basler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee strikes out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Speaker for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sewell moves to second. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into center field. Cobb picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cobb. Sewell scores. Burns moves to second. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Klugman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields the ball and throws to Leonard covering. Safe. Burns moves to third. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burns scores. Klugman moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Roxy Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-1 in the game. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-for-1 in the game. Leonard takes first base on ball 4. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-2 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carr fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Rourke is hit by the pitch. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters fires to first and picks off O'Rourke. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is 0-for-1 in the game. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jameson. The throw from Basler and he is safe. Jameson steals second. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Speaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Jameson scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-2 in the game. Wingo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker who is chasing the ball. Wingo reaches third base with a triple. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-2 in the game. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heilman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lee. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Wingo scores. Cobb moves to third. It's 3-2, Indians. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell catches it. Cobb is tagging up. There's the throw, and Cobb is out at the plate. That's a double play. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Tavener hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heilman scores. It's Tigers, 3, Indians, 3. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is 0 for 2 in the game. Bassler takes first base on ball 4. Tavener moves to second. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Leonard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Klugman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burns moves to third. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Summa hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burns tags and scores. One out. It's 4-3, Indians. Roxy Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Klugman. The throw from Bassler and he is safe. Klugman steals second. Roxy Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 2 in the game. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Klugman moves to third. Two outs. Ben Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is 0 for 2 in the game. Carr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Heinie Maynish pinch hits for Fred Haney. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 4, Indians, 4. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Wingo hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cobb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Rourke moves to second. By Spies now pitching. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. O'Rourke scores. Cobb moves to second. It's 5-4, Tigers. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cobb scores. Heilman moves to second. It's 6-4, Tigers. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Tavener hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Heilman moves to third. Blue moves to second. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Basler hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Jones now playing third base. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 3 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Spies fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. O'Rourke bunts towards third. Sama fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Wingo takes first base on ball 4. O'Rourke moves to second. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cobb hits a fly ball into right field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heilman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Klugman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klugman is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. Klugman hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Klugman reaches second base with a double. Homer Sama is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sama is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Sama hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Klugman moves to third. Two outs. Roxy Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 3 in the game. Walters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klugman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Tavener takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Basler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tavener moves to third. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to home to get Tavener. Basler moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lee. Jones reaches second base with a double. Basler scores. Leonard moves to third. It's 7-to-4, Tigers. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. O'Rourke hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Walters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. George Uhel pinch hits for by Spies. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. Two outs. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a line drive into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.